Back here on the Mighty 690 on a very snowy Monday morning. We just finished up our talks with Roosevelt Middle School students, now joined by Field Kinley High School's freshman and sophomore. Freshman Garrett Knight and sophomore Michaela Ross here in studio with me. To the two of you, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sorry. It's a Monday that, man, it's looked like snowy in the forecast. Thought about a snow day today, but not quite, right? We didn't quite convince old Principal Stauffer out there to get us the day off there. Hopefully not taking you out of a class too much that you guys enjoy here this morning, but thanks for joining me here, Garrett. Have you always been a Coffeyville kid, born and raised?
Mainly. Right now I live in Independence, but I go to Coffeyville schools because I've always been here since kindergarten to now. So.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. So living in SEK in general, but always with USD 445. Very cool. Michaela, I think you've been in here before as well like that.
Yes.
I think I've asked you this, but are you born and raised here in Coffeyville?
Yes.
That's what I thought. That is what I thought. Now, Garrett, what are you involved with over there, Field Kinley? Any sports, clubs? I believe Stuco, correct? In order
yes.
to be here, but yeah, any other clubs you're involved with?
I wouldn't say really clubs, but I am in marching band,
oh,
theater.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
I'm in marching band, theater, also doing some college theater at ICC, and some advanced classes, too. So,
oh, heck yeah. What do you play in the marching band?
I'm actually in percussion. Right now we're in our concert season, so I'm playing mallets and a little bit of auxiliary, but mainly mallets. But in marching band, I play the tenor drums and drum line.
Gotcha. Nice. That's a lot of fun. Yeah, I tried a little bit of band back in middle school and high school and things like that. Musically I could get it, but I didn't really put the whole time and effort into it. But the high school I went to, we won state like 4 or 5 times in a row or something like that. So it is definitely a lot of time and effort for you, isn't it? Oh, yeah, a lot of time and effort. Well, Michaela, what are you doing this year as a sophomore? Stuco, obviously, but what other
yes.
clubs you're in?
I do dance and tennis.
Dance and tennis. Now, the dance teams, do they kind of perform at the sporting events?
Yes.
Do you guys do your own competitions as well?
No.
Just at the sporting events.
Yes.
Very cool. Now, with that as well, you know, sophomore year, how's the first couple of years of high school been for you?
Good.
That wasn't a whole lot of enthusiasm behind that. That, you know, it was more just like a good, you know, we're here. No, I'm kidding. All right, Michaela, Garrett, we got a couple of announcements for Field Kinley High School. However you guys want to do it, trade off or one at a time. Just go ahead and start us off there, Garrett.
So, Friends of Rachel will be hosting an advisory contest. Advisory classes are encouraged to bring new toys between November 26th and December 7th for a Christmas toy drive. The advisory that brings the most toys will receive donuts during class on Tuesday, December 11th. Congratulations to the following students who were chosen to audition to participate in SE Kansas District Honor Ensemble this year. Eli Bell, bass. Jaden Clark, mallet percussion. Caitlin George, flute. Abigail Smith, alto and trumpet. And Jay Swindell, baritone sax. Senior trumpet player Abby Smith auditioned and received first chair lead trumpet in SE District Kansas Music Educators Association Honor Jazz Band. She'll perform in the District Honor Jazz Band on November 15th at PSU. District Choir Band will perform on December 1st at PSU. Please congratulate them when you see them.
Congratulations to the fall athletes that were named to the All-SEK teams. In football, first team were Brandon Barriger, CJ Kelly, and Tajan Thomas. Second team was Jaden Crawford, and honorable mention were Jalen Logan, Adam Rutherford, Trey Myrie, Ethan Samples, and Marquise McDaniel and Ethan Camp. In soccer, on first team were Jose Villanueva, Tate Thornburg, and Heath Williams. Second team soccer were Nick Slavin and Larson Hoggett. On volleyball, second team was Amelia Malsby, and cross country, honorable mention was Andre Hawkins. Great job, fall athletes. Monday the 12th will be the first day of winter sports practice. Thursday the 15th, district jazz band concert at 7 p.m.
Yeah, first day of winter sports, and it seems like it. Certainly, it's very, very snowy out there. All right, Garrett Knight, Michaela Ross, once again, coming in here, joining us from Field Kinley High School. I, again, have tried to milk it as much as I can, but got to go back on a snowy Monday. So thanks so much, Garrett. Thanks, Michaela, as we'll check in with Field Kinley next Monday. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.